Like Judge Neal said, I'm the board president of the Innocence Project of Texas, so I spend about half my time doing innocence cases, and that's really what I want to talk to you about today. Before I start talking about the case law, though, I want to show y'all this slide, and some of y'all have probably seen this slide before, and some of you may have been at this event. Back in 2014 in Lubbock, there was an event where a statue was unveiled of Tim Cole, and a lot of y'all know who Tim Cole is. He was a man who was convicted while he was a student at Texas Tech. He was an undergraduate, and he was accused of committing a series of rapes on the Tech campus. He was convicted, wound up in prison, and he died in prison of an asthma attack. And then later, after he had died, he was actually cleared by a DNA test. And his the way the DNA test came about was there was a man who whose name I believe was Jerry Johnson, who actually committed these rapes that Tim Cole was accused and convicted of committing. And he started writing letters to people saying that he was the true Tech rapist. And one of these letters made it, after Tim Cole had died, to Tim's mother, who then got in contact with the Innocence Project of Texas, particularly Jeff Blackburn at that time, who pursued a DNA test with the Lubbock DA's office, got a DNA test, even though Tim was deceased, that cleared him on this offense. And then he was posthumously pardoned by Governor Perry. We had this event in 2014 in Lubbock where you see all the leading politicians of the state were there speaking, including Governor Perry and Senator Davis, who was running for governor at the time, was sitting there. You saw in that previous picture.